I want you to close your eyes and imagine getting into a brand new truck or an SUV for just $20.
Well, it could happen to you with the Kids Kids Car Contest, thanks to the Ancira Auto Group.
There are five great vehicles to pick from. Last year, Stacy drove away in a brand new Buick Enclave.
And the best part is that our charity, Kids Kids, is going to be a big winner too, because every dollar goes to help us send children facing life-threatening or life-altering conditions on an unforgettable five-day adventure to Disney World.
Visit carcontest2024.com to find out more and how to get an entry without purchase.
Once again, get your entries now at carcontest2024.com. And thank you so much for supporting Kids Kids.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Yay Networks.
13 has been my lucky number for a while. Like, it's always a sign of good things to come for me.
This is 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast, breaking down every song, every Easter egg, every era, and every theory. Hosted by the biggest Swifties, Nick Adams, Anna Casiejos, Amy Nichols, and Lacey G.
Welcome to 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast. My name's Nick Adams.
I'm Anna.
Amy.
And I'm Lacey G.
And we like to talk to some of the people that listen to the show from time to time. We talk to a lot of great Swifties out there. And today, we're going to be talking to our friend Betty. What's up, Betty?
Hey, everyone.
Hello.
I'm so excited to be here. First podcast. So this is a big deal for sure.
Now, Betty is doing great things for Taylor Swift at her college, TCU.
Go Frogs!
Yes! Which is also where Anna graduated
yes,
from.
My alma mater. Yeah, well, and it's so, the way that we met is actually really, really great. So yeah. Just recently we did a live podcast event with Club 90s. And like about, what, like a month or two ago, mm-hmm. I guess, we went to another event that they were having, and our friend Michael, who's the DJ, he's the one that invited us. And when we were there, we met Betty backstage. And at first, we were like, okay, wait, your name is Betty? First things first. And then, yeah, she said she goes to TCU, which is where I graduated from. So we were just instantly friends. We're like, wait,
yes.
Horn Frogs, Swifties, instant friends.
Yeah, that's all you need.
We were such instant friends that Betty gave us a ride home that night.
Yeah. Oh, that was very nice. Very
yes. kind of you. She trusted me and Lacey when we were like, do you mind if we get in your car? That's just,
it's always, I call my car, like in my household, like a Swiftie household, Swiftie car. Yeah. I have the sticker on the back. We're not allowed to play like Kanye or like any of those, like the Taylor, like antis. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so Swifties are always welcome. It's just, it's great.
I love that. It well, just goes to show how of a welcoming community.
Yes. And I was, yes, literally, sorry. I was literally like just thinking about that. We talked about like meeting people like in public and stuff, and I've been having like a lot of those recently of just like people coming up or like seeing the sticker on the car and like coming to see me, like that kind of stuff. And so it's like so special mm-hmm. that we have this like just instant trust.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say Anna and I were hanging out backstage. You were as well, but yeah. you were back there for a reason. We were yeah. back there just to hang out and have fun and dance to Taylor Swift. But what were you doing backstage? Why were you there?
I was there because I perform as Taylor. So
what?
I do like kind of a cosplay type stuff. And I had like been studying her. I'm a dance major actually at mm-hmm. TCU. So movement is just down my alley. And I ended up kind of like analyzing Taylor's movements and like replicating it, and so I just got like really good at that because I've been doing it in my bedroom for years, as everyone does. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of just went into this like, I can perform as her. This is so much fun. I'm just going to keep doing this. And so, yeah, that was the first time I had done it for like an audience where like I was like, this is what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that was really fun.
Taylor said dancing is a dangerous game. How do you feel about that?
Oh, my goodness. I could go on about dancing a lot because I think there's a lot of like facets of it. And when you're a dance major, it starts to kind of taint it a little bit from my experience. A lot of like the dance experience I had in the past was quite traumatic, and I went to a few bad studios. And so I think there's that, and then there's like an intimacy to it, I think. And so I feel like that's where she's coming from with that lyric, is like that that intimacy. And we take dance history, actually, as one of our courses. And there's like times throughout history when dance has been banned, or dance has been like kind of an underground thing that only people like
put loose.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's really interesting. I think it's interesting to like bring movement into like a Taylor Swift like sphere, because like, you know, you can just get, you can get really good at it, and it's fun.
Well, and with an artist like Taylor Swift, where she's dipped into different genres, do you lean more towards like dancing to her pop music, or the slower alternative music, or is there something that you just lean towards?
I love doing like the I Did Something Bad performances, like that kind of stuff. I don't have any training in that stuff. I do just ballet and contemporary. But I did do musical theater for a little bit, so that's kind of part of it. But yeah, I think those are so fun because they're so like powerful, and you can just like kind of just go for it. And so those are really fun. And then I love doing like Shake It Off. And those are, that one's really fun because like there's specific performances where she has like choreo that you can like learn from the show. So those are my favorites, to just like learn it from her and then try to replicate it.
That's so cool.
Thanks.
You know, since we have a dancer here, I have to ask for advice.
Okay.
At our Club 90s event, we all got up on stage and did a little dance to Cruel Summer.
Okay.
It was great. I was definitely scared to do it. I've never been on stage and danced in front of 1,000 people before.
Okay.
And I felt weird. I felt awkward, but I did it.
Yeah.
Very proud of you.
How do I get more comfortable being in front of a big group doing something I'm so uncomfortable doing?
I hate to say it, you just have to keep doing it.
Just do it more.
Yeah, just do it more. And then for me, like, if I like practice a lot and like I'm like comfortable with like what I'm doing on stage, that's the best. The best is where you can get it, like to where you've done it so many times to where it's like muscle memory.
Yeah.
So you just go up there and like do it. Obviously that takes a lot of practice, but that's the best.
Yeah. I need to get like one move.
Yeah.
Two moves.
Yeah.
Just like in Hitch. I need to get like two moves where I can feel comfortable
about
doing
Hitch
it.
When you were talking about it, I was
you don't want to get,
keep it right here.
Yeah. I don't get too crazy. Because y'all were doing great, having the time of your lives. It was awesome. And I just felt so weird and awkward. I'm sure
I looked weird and awkward. I don't dance per se. I just kind of jump. You know, just kind of like jump up and down. And thankfully we did Cruel Summer, which like is such like a hype song and so easy to jump. But I was watching back the video and I was like, I'm just jumping. Like, I'm not.
But you're having fun.
That's not
carefree.
Even dancing. It's just jumping. But you know what? The next day my back hurt so bad.
Oh, no.
I was in so much back pain. I was like, oh, no, too much jumping, dancing to Taylor Swift.
Taylor, what'd you do to me? My back.
I know, my back. I'm going to have to take an ice pack to the Eras Tour.
I mean, you picked a move and went for it.
Yes.
So that's
yes.
truly, I guess, what it is. Like, pick your move and go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Nick, you felt awkward dancing on stage. The very first time I got on stage and danced at a Taylor Swift event, I'm dancing with Anna, and it's just me and Anna and a couple other people up there, and it's just us. And what comes on? A song I've never, ever heard before from Speak Now. And I'm dancing, and I'm supposed to be someone credible, and I don't want them to know that I don't know the words, so I keep putting my hair in front of my face. But Anna, you noticed I know more Taylor Swift songs after this
one. I know. I was very – I know. Lacey was singing along to some Speak Now songs this past time, and I was like, look at you.
Yeah.
But you know what's so funny? I was actually rewatching a video from one of those nights, one of the previous Taylor nights.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you were taking a video of me
and it was to a Speak Now song, and I was just like dancing. And in the video, I can hear you say, "I don't know this song." And it's so funny because you're like such a proud mom, like taking the video of like me, and you're like, "I don't know this song."
But I'm funny. Learning. I'm learning.
You've been studying, and mm-hmm. I'm very, very proud of you. We all, Betty, we all became Swifties okay. at like different.
Yeah,
different
I was
times.
About to ask that. Okay,
yeah. I think that's okay. the strong suit of our podcast.
Yeah, it's kind of it's something that I love about our podcast because we all became Swifties at different time periods, and so we all have different tastes as well, which I think is really great. But with the re-recordings, there's some like okay, like Lacey not having heard Speak Now, we're like, okay, does she wait and like listen for the first time with Speak Now Taylor's version? It's been kind of something we've discussed of you mm-hmm. maybe yeah. potentially doing, but mm-hmm. with tour it's kind of tough to do.
Yeah, and it was that way because I came in, I started listening 1989-ish, mm-hmm. but I was fully in at Reputation, so I'm not that familiar with all of her music until now. Mm-hmm. So whenever we broke down Fearless and Red, both of those, I heard them for the very first time.
Which but is so cool.
Yeah, that is very cool. That's special.
Like, I would give anything to listen to those albums for the first time again.
Yeah.
Like, that is so cool. And it's so cool for, like, for me, like, being so emotionally attached to those older albums to see you experience it for the first time. Like, oh, my God, it's so awesome.
But now I'm too big. I can't not know Speak Now just because I wasn't around for it.
Yeah, I know. It surprised me. I was like, oh my gosh, you don't know Speak Now.
No, I didn't. I'm learning.
You did. Okay, good, mm-hmm. good. Yeah. That's definitely like one of those that people like dropped off for a little bit for, or like there's not like a love story or like Shake It Off on it. On Speak Now, I feel like there's like more deep cuts.
It's more of like a fan favorite album.
Yes, definitely. I agree.
Definitely. I saw somebody say recently that they're like, Speak Now Taylor's version is just for the fans that were there for Speak Now.
Yeah, right.
The first time. Because yeah. like nobody's excited for it except for the people that like already are excited for it. Yeah. I'm very excited. I love Speak Now so much. But when did you become a Swiftie? What album is the one that you're emotionally attached to?
Yeah, so mine is kind of interesting too because I grew up like not having really like access to media. Like my parents didn't really let us watch TV very often, and they listened to just like old like rock, like Grateful Dead type stuff. And mm-hmm. so I was not around like any Taylor Swift stuff. I remember like the first I heard like You Belong With Me when I was in like fifth grade probably when mm-hmm. it came out. And then around that, also in fifth grade too, this girl had a Speak Now t-shirt on, and I remember like seeing Taylor and I was like, she's the prettiest person I've ever seen. Like, I love her, the lipstick, I love the eyeliner, I love the dress.
Yeah,
like all of it. And so that was like my first thing. But then I really got into her actually around 1989 as well. I got into like Shake It Off and stuff. Me and my neighbor we were in about like eighth grade at the time, and we started making a little like Shake It Off music video because like I was a ballet dancer and she was a hip hop dancer.
Oh, cute.
And
so
that's adorable. That's
like in the music video.
Yes. And then from there, I also in middle school, like seventh, eighth grade, I really got into her old like country music, mm-hmm. like hardcore. I didn't have like streaming services, so I was listening to the like YouTube, like people posting mm-hmm. the lyric videos.
Yeah.
Those like ones with her like posed and like whatever.
Yeah.
and I kind of went through like debut to Speak Now, or like debut Fearless and then Speak Now, like all through those like YouTube videos. And the like moment that got me into Taylor was when I had a crush on this guy named Drew.
Oh my God. Oh.
And it was down to a T, the exact situation of the Teardrops on My Guitar, like song and video. And I was shook. I was like, she gets me.
Yeah.
Like she wrote this song for me. I was convinced she was going to come to my school and like say hi to me.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then she also had like the blonde curly hair, which I also have. And mm-hmm. so like that was like one of those things where I felt like everyone had like straight brown hair. And so then it was cool to like see someone that kind of looked like me and like had the exact experience as me. So yeah, Drew did have a girlfriend too.
No, really, it really is to a T.
Yeah, down like, and he would tell me about her, and we were in band together, and we played flute.
And shout out.
Yeah. Yes, literally. So like down to a T.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
When you're at your best, you can do great things, but sometimes life gets you bogged down and you may feel overwhelmed or like you're not showing up in the way that you want to. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the better version of yourself, and that's why I like to talk to my friends at BetterHelp. They help me feel empowered and like I'm more prepared to take on everything that life throws at me, and it's nice to be able to work with a counselor and work my thoughts off of her.
And by working with a counselor and speaking to someone, you can also learn positive coping skills to help you in the future. When you feel like you're in a situation where you need to, you know, think things through or be better, you feel anxious, you just feel like you're just a ball of stress, you learn those skills to get you through that.
If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, flexible, affordable, and entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/TaylorSwiftFan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TaylorSwiftFan.
I love how there's always that one Taylor Swift song where everybody's like, she wrote that for me.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. She really did.
Exactly. Exactly. And I found that with like everyone. And I can like, I don't know if y'all do this too, but like friends that aren't really into Taylor, all like try to like find something where I'm like, this song is for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talk about that a lot. Like which Taylor Swift song you could play for anyone that just doesn't, I don't know, that just as a casual listener.
Sure.
Yes.
A casual bystander.
Well, Betty, how did you feel whenever 2020 Folklore comes out? She releases the track list and your name's on it. How did you feel about that?
Yeah. So that's a funny story. My name is Elizabeth, but when that came out, I had already been going through a process of like, this is going to get deep, but getting over trauma from dance. And I felt like I needed to kind of detach myself from an old version of myself that was in like in high school and stuff. And so it kind of just felt like the perfect opportunity to change my name. And I mean, it's been really great. Like people will know it as a Taylor song or they'll just be like, that's an interesting name. Like I don't hear that one very often. Mm-hmm. So it was more about like seeing that and then being like, okay, this is my moment where I need to, there's something needs to change my life.
Yeah.
And I think changing my name will help me feel better about like this director that was abusive. Like she's never said that name before, and that made me feel better. So
wow,
thank you for sharing. Good for you,
and thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, good for you. That's incredible.
Thanks.
That's incredible. Just to be strong enough to keep going, to move on, to reinvent yourself. I mean, that's something straight up Taylor Swift has done time and time again.
Yes.
Time and time again.
As we've seen.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you for that.
Thank you.
I have not nearly as deep of a story, but whenever I was in the fifth grade, my last name's Gee. And someone said, if you put Key on the end of your name, it's Geeky. And the rest of my family already went by G, and I didn't. And so I went to middle school and I quit correcting people after that. So I just became Lacey G because I did not want to be Lacey Geeky.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't know you were Lacey Gee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't call me that. Don't call me that.
Wow.
Whenever my ex met my grandma, I had my grandma had like this, what is it, like coat of arms or something? Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Family, whatever, your family.
Like crest.
Thank you.
Crest.
Family crest. So it was a family crest and it was Gee and Odom. And she kept saying, my grandpa had painted it. And she kept saying, oh, this is Gee, 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 Gee. And then my ex looked at her and he goes, don't you mean Gee? And she just looked at me like I was the stupidest person ever. And she's like, he doesn't know your last name. And I'm like, no, I haven't gone by that in like forever. Nobody knows that last name.
You like take a swig of a cigarette. You're like, I haven't heard that name in years.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So I'm a fake is what I'm trying to say.
You are not.
I'm rebranded.
Yes. Rebranding. Mm-hmm. Right down Taylor's alley. Did you like officially change it? Like, legally, or is it still?
No, I will be soon.
Okay.
I mean, because it's just pronunciation, so it doesn't matter. That's still my name. I have a different name right now, but I'm gonna be dropping that.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
Coming back.
Yeah.
So, Betty, one of the coolest things that you told us whenever we met the first time is that you started the Taylor Swift Club at TCU.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Pretty great.
How? Thank you. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was kind of just like thinking of things to do because like I was only doing dance and that was like not fulfilling me. And so I was like, I thought a lot about, we talk about this a lot, you know, how like we meet other people that are Swifties and they become your best friend. My best friend is a Swiftie and like that's literally how we met. She saw my like shirt on campus and was like, you're a Swiftie. I love that. And so I really wanted to like create a community where that could happen just like easier on like a regular basis. And so I decided to like create a Taylor Swift club. And I'd also looked up because there are other ones, like there's not chapters, but there are a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. Oxford was the first to have them. Yeah. So there's a bunch of them. And I was like, this is, I feel like if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be me. Sure. Like everyone knows me as a Taylor Swift girl. Like it's bound to happen. So yeah, I went through the whole process. You have to do a bunch of presentations and making constitution, all that. And yeah, I was like, this is going to happen. And I really want it to happen. I want to put on events and all that.
That so is when so you're, cool. When you're standing in front of the decision makers that are trying to approve this organization, mm-hmm. what's your pitch? When they say, why do you want to do a Taylor Swift club? What'd you say? Because I'm sure they were probably like, what? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were surprisingly like supportive. I think like the main thing was that they could tell that I had a lot of passion for it, mm-hmm. and that it was something that like I was gonna put time into, and I think that's something they really look for in like a organization. And so like they really saw the passion. They saw that I had a drive to part of TCU's whole thing is that they want to create community. So being able to say like I'm going to create a community mm-hmm. Was a big drive for them. And then also I pitched like the academic side of like we can do lyric analysis mm-hmm. and like that kind of stuff to make it a little more like academic.
Yeah. Sure.
And I love doing that stuff too. I mean,
yeah.
Where were you when I was at TCU? I would have joined that club in an instant.
Anna would have tried to be president.
So, take your job.
What do you do? What do you and your members do as part of the Taylor Swift Club at TCU?
Yeah. So we're in the process of planning a few like big events right now, and I'm cool. so excited for them. One of them is going to be February 22nd, which it's, yeah, 22. Like, didn't even do that on purpose.
That's nice. Amy's birthday. National Margarita Day.
Yeah. No way. It's a 22, which is perfect.
Yeah.
So February 22nd. And you know that part of the Miss Americana documentary where she's like saying all the things that she wants in the Me music video? Mm-hmm. And she's like, I want just everything. And she's just like listing stuff.
Yeah.
That's like how it felt to plan this. and so we're doing like a it's going to be big. We're doing an event in the Blue. So.
Mm-hmm. And miss that place.
What's in the Blue?
It's like the cafeteria the building type.
Yeah, place. It's like a student union.
Gotcha.
So it's in the student union, and we're going to have, one of my favorite things we're going to have is a dartboard with her exes on it.
Who's the bullseye?
We're going to do like, I think we're going to do like Jake Gyllenhaal, John Mayer, and like Calvin Harris.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Calvin.
Yeah, exactly.
Calcium.
Yeah, calcium hydroxide.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite thing. And then we're going to do a little like folklore kind of station. We're going to have like sweet tea and like little straws with like disco balls with like hats
cute.
On them. And I also had them get like gold like drink glitter to put in as like a gold rush kind
perfect.
Of thing.
Wow. That's perfect.
Just going like all out. And then
there's so much you can do just for the Taylor Swift theme.
Yes. Yeah.
Like so much you can do. You should do a friendship bracelets.
Oh, good point. I will write that down. mm-hmm. And then we're doing a like photo station for Red. So it's gonna have like little like red backdrop, and then we'll have like the cat ears and like sunglasses and stuff. Mm-hmm. There's gonna be a mechanical unicorn.
Oh,
what? I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. It's like one of those like mechanical bowls, but it's a unicorn. And I think I'm gonna put like, you know that one ad of Taylor like on the cat unicorn?
Yes.
I think I might like put the cat's face on it.
That is adorable.
That's cool.
That sounds like the greatest club in the world.
I know.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous, but that's so cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool. So how many members do you have?
Oh gosh. It like, we have like a the Instagram and like the Engage page, and like Engage is like where you actually sign up. So on there we have about 30 right now.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's going super well. It is really hard to get started up because right now, like, we just finished elections for like the other officers, like the vice president and treasurer. And so it's kind of been moving a little slower than I'd like, but now that we're planning more events, it's like it's going to start picking up.
Yeah, and then people that are going to go to the events and like see it and then want to sign up just like after going and seeing it all, you know?
Definitely.
What is the official name of the club?
Yes, Taylor Swift Society.
Taylor Swift Society. That's awesome.
So official.
That's so cool.
I know. Grown up. Taylor Swift Society.
I know.
Wow.
In my mission statement, I was like, I have to. So I used Dr. Swift instead of like, Taylor
yes.
Swift.
Yes.
Well, she is a doctor.
She is.
Exactly.
We all know that life can get a little hectic sometimes, and I like to work smarter, not harder. And that's why I'm so glad that we have partnered up with Daily Harvest, because Daily Harvest does just that for me. Daily Harvest delivers stress-free meals straight to your door. I really love, they have harvest bowls, soups, flatbreads that are absolutely delicious. But my favorite is the smoothie.
Mm.
Oh, those smoothies are amazing. I had one that had avocado in it the other day. It was so delicious. I love all of them, but I also love the fact that it's all organic fruits and vegetables, so I know what I'm putting in my body.
Yeah, Daily Harvest works directly with farmers to source the best ingredients, freezes them at peak ripeness to lock in flavor and nutrients, and they never use artificial preservatives or ingredients. With nourishing and easy-to-prep options, we never have to think twice about what we're going to eat for our next meal, our next snack, our next dessert. Everything stays fresh in the freezer until we are ready to enjoy it, and it helps reduce food waste.
Like we said, the smoothies are top-notch. And so is the flatbread pizza. I ate one entirely by myself.
Same.
Okay? And Daily Harvest is committed to human and planetary health, which means that they do their absolute best to ensure transparency and integrity when it comes to their ingredients and the humans who grow them. By supporting farmers who invest in practices that increase biodiversity and improve the health of our soil, and by delivering food in recyclable and compostable packaging where possible. Daily Harvest does the work. I eat it and I enjoy it. So it's a win-win.
Let Daily Harvest do more so you can do less. Go to dailyharvest.com/TaylorSwiftFan for up to $40 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/TaylorSwiftFan for up to $40 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/TaylorSwiftFan.
That is exactly. So cool, just because, I mean, and we've said this time and time again, but it is so cool to just share this like experience with other people, and like when you have like the same taste in music is really cool, and then when you find out someone's a Swiftie, it's like so next level. And at these like club nights that we went to in our at our like live podcast event that we had recently, there were people that came like by themselves, but they felt like they could because they were like, well, these people are gonna have the same interests as me, so I might as well go and make a new friend, which is so
it's
cool.
It's a safe space.
I love that.
It's a very yes! safe space.
I was also literally just thinking about that this morning.
Yeah.
Like it's just like it's one of those places where like you don't like feel judged. You don't feel like someone's gonna be like,
yeah,
I don't know. Mm-hmm. And like that's just like so special. And
yeah.
like the fact that everyone can feel that way. And I always know like I'm gonna make a couple friends, which is like also exciting. And friends you keep in touch with too. Like,
yeah.
Not just one time, but like you talk to them.
Yeah.
And so those club nights have been just the best. And the other event I'm planning is a Taylor Swift dance party at TCU.
Love that.
So that one's in the beginning stages, but it's going to be like, we're going to try to get like a lot of funding. So try to make it
how
real
exciting.
Big.
Really, really throw a party.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my gosh. That is so cool. That is really cool that you are the mastermind behind all of that.
Thank you. Good word choice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Of course.
So we got to see your dance routine at Club 90s. Is that the first time that you've done a Taylor Swift dance routine that publicly?
Yeah, that was the first time I did it like officially, because I've been doing the Look What You Made Me Do dance since summer 2021 at the like Club 90s events, just like in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the first video of mine that like got over 10,000 views.
Wow.
Was me doing that dance. So that was like kind of a really like special dance. And then I added the split at the end because I felt like that was really fun. And so
you killed it. You
Thank
killed
you.
It on stage.
Thank
that was so awesome. So can people reach out to you if they want like Taylor Swift choreography or impersonator? I mean, you're not an impersonator, but you are.
Yes. Yeah. I haven't like done anything official yet, but I would love to get on that. People can definitely just DM me on Instagram at this point. But I haven't like booked events type of thing. It's definitely something I'm looking into, but I also recognize like that I don't look exactly like her. And so I feel like I get a little bit like nervous about that of like, oh no, like what if people are like, no.
But you're similar and it's the same vibe and it's the same. I mean, you definitely, you're her in spirit. That's why I didn't want to say impersonator.
Yeah.
Because you're not exactly, you're your own person. You're Betty.
Yeah.
You're Betty.
Yeah. So yeah, I would love to do events though. Like I think those are so much fun and I love dancing as her and the crowd always has fun with it. So yeah.
Yeah. But that, and you're so focused on the dance aspect of it more than like the lookalike aspect of
Yes.
it. But that could be the driving part of it. You know, if there is somebody that's having a birthday party with a bunch of dancers that want, you know what I mean? Like there is an opportunity to focus on the dance aspect of what it is that you like to do.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. And I think that is like my niche on TikTok as well, is like the videos that do well are usually like me dancing as Taylor Swift because like that's my specialty.
Yeah.
Like that's my niche.
Yeah, it's a talent. It's a talent.
Thank you.
So what's your social media handles? How do people find you?
Yeah, they are all at Betty Grace M. And yeah, Instagram, TikTok, I deleted my Twitter.
A lot of people did.
Yeah. Twitter is on its way out anyway.
Yeah. I would say mostly Instagram, TikTok.
So what do you plan? What do you want to do with your dance degree? Do you want to go on and do more Taylor Swift stuff? Do you want to do your, what's your plans? What's your plans for the future?
Yeah. Right now it's in a very transitional standpoint. I'd say, I don't want to be a dance company anymore. I decided that recently. I am interested in doing like Universal Studios and like Disney, like that route. And then I love to do more Taylor Swift stuff also. And so like that's definitely something I'm pursuing. And then I just started getting like making music. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, that's also another route that I'm really interested in because I like how it can combine everything. Like I can do make music and I can like dance for videos and like that kind of stuff.
Perform.
Yes, exactly. And I realized like my like heart lies in like making stuff. Like I just want to make something. And so that's kind of like the vibe I'm going towards. But yeah, I'd love to do more Taylor Swift stuff. I also give ghost tours.
Wait, what? Where?
Fort Worth Stockyards.
Lacey. No, yeah. I've already taken a ghost tour there.
Really?
Yes. I have a group of girlfriends. We go on all the various ghost tours.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I'll hit you up next time.
Yes, definitely. So those are really fun. Just anything entertainment too. I think I also love entertainment. I love entertaining people.
Yeah.
So that's the routes.
That's
Did
great.
Anybody see ghost tours coming up during this interview?
No.
Sure didn't.
No.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
That is very awesome.
Right.
Whoa.
Okay. So funny story. I went with these girlfriends. It was only one girlfriend that I knew, and then she brought her friends around, and we went on a ghost tour in the Stockyards, and someone said, oh, Lacey works for Kid Craddock Morning Show, and someone else perked up, really? My stepson works there. Who's your stepson? Trey. No crap. So then me and her, it's Trey's stepmom, and we take a picture together, say nothing, and just send it to Trey. And he's like, what the crap is happening? And why? And then she goes back and she tells him later, she was like, oh, Lacey's so fun. She was doing like phallic stuff on the floor, which I wasn't. It's called twerking. She was like, she drinks a lot, but she's a good time. And I was like, that's exactly what you thought I was like outside of work. He was like, exactly. I knew exactly. He's like, yep, that's what I figured Lacey was like outside of work.
That's funny. Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
So many connections.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Who would have thought?
Well, Betty, thanks for hanging out with us today. We really appreciate it. Thank you for doing all the great work that you're doing over at TCU. And best of luck to everything that you got going right now.
And
your hands
you
are full.
Thank you for just being such a sweet and gentle soul and for taking control of your life and yourself and your destiny. Just kudos to you for that.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for giving us a ride home the other
day. Yeah. Really, really sticking on that.
Because it really just goes to show.
Absolutely.
Really
you guys are the best and just the sweetest. And yeah, this was so much fun.
So everybody go check out Betty on her socials. What is it again?
At Betty Grace M.
You have to see it. She is adorable. She is sweet. She is authentic. And she is super duper talented.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in love. You are the best.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Betty.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Well, that does it for this episode of 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe to us on whatever podcasting platform you're listening to us on right now. All the ways to contact us are in the description below.
Thanks for listening to 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast. Subscribe for free and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.